message.
When we are in the pursuit of a fulfilling love relationship, we often find ourselves searching for that elusive secret that will make it all work. Now listen, there is no one-size-fits-all solution, but it is helpful to understand the concept of love languages. Have you heard of them? Understanding the ways that we and our partners prefer to give and receive love, that can provide profound insight, and it helps us create deeper, more meaningful connections. There are 5 love languages, so they fall into 5 main categories. Now, we only have 4 minutes, so I'm just going to touch upon them, but you can then do your own research. First is words of affirmation. Hearing positive, encouraging words from your partner, that can make you feel loved and valued, and it can include verbal compliments, expressing gratitude, or just sharing heartfelt sentiments. There is also acts of service. Now, for some, this is the most meaningful gesture. It's practical acts that make their partner's life easier, such as helping with chores, running errands, emptying the dishwasher, doing laundry, just doing tasks without being asked. There's also quality time, giving undivided attention and engaging in quality, distraction-free activities together, and that can be the ultimate act of love for those whose primary love language is quality time. There's also physical touch, of course, from hugs and hand-holding to physical intimacy. And people with that love language, they thrive on direct physical contact and affection. And one of my favorites, receiving gifts. While it's not about materialism, some people feel the most loved when their partner puts thought and effort into selecting a meaningful personal gift, you know, whether it's big or small. Understanding our own and our partner's primary love language, it's a game changer. When we learn to speak one another's love language, we can meet one another's deepest emotional needs in ways that are truly meaningful. When we speak our partner's love language, we're communicating in the way that resonates most deeply with them, and that fosters a profound sense of being seen, heard, and accepted. It builds trust, intimacy, and a strong emotional bond. And it's also important to remember that love languages can evolve over time. As we grow and change, our primary love language, that may shift as well. So revisit the conversation periodically and be open to adapting your approach. When we make the effort to speak our partner's love language, the benefits can be profound. They will feel truly seen and understood, and that deepens trust, intimacy, and connection. And it can also help us resolve conflicts and misunderstandings by providing a better framework for communication. Mastering the art of love languages is about so much more than just keeping our partner happy. It's about creating a relationship where both of us feel valued, respected, and deeply connected. It's about creating a foundation of mutual understanding and compassion that can withstand the test of time. So uncover the unique ways that you and your partner are going to thrive, because that time spent will be well worth the investment. And if you want to show me a little love, you know what to do. Rate, review. Those reviews on Apple Podcasts are very important. I only have 8. It's very embarrassing. So do a guy solid and subscribe. Share this podcast with others who you think might appreciate it. If there is a topic that you would like to hear me discuss, drop me a line, mark@askmarkward.com, or you can message me on any of the socials at Ask Mark Ward. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.